This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Trump administration's out with a new travel ban, as you might have heard last night, is when it came out. 8 countries in this one, including Chad, Venezuela, Syria, Libya, and Yemen. Up next, immigration-wise, is a new cap on refugees. Announcement coming sometime in the next couple of days, apparently. One city that's going to be watching real closely, Lincoln, Nebraska. Nebraska has per capita more refugees than any other state in the country. Many of them are from the Middle East and often include Yazidis, a not all that familiar religious minority from Iraq. For them, Lincoln has become something of a second home, as Marketplace's Rima Crace reports.
This story begins at a place that has very little to do with beginnings.
We've been told that 145 graves can fit there.
Khalaf Heso has brought me to the first national cemetery for Yazidis, located just a few miles outside of Lincoln on a hilltop overlooking the city. Last year, Heso and other Yazidis pulled $150,000 to build the cemetery. The 20-acre plot is still mostly weeds and dirt with just a few grave sites. But Heso says,
when they saw a lot of their cemeteries getting demolished back home by ISIS, everybody were desperate to establish a Yazidi cemetery for just Yazidis.
Yazidis are a tiny group, fewer than a million around the world, most of them from northern Iraq. They've long faced persecution for their faith, which pulls elements from different religions. Since 2014, ISIS has captured and murdered thousands of Yazidis in what the United Nations has recognized as genocide.
My family was the first Yazidi family to move here. 1997, that's when they came to Lincoln.
At least they were among the first. A decade later, Lincoln started resettling Yazidis in large numbers, many of them translators for the U.S. Army. Today, Nebraska's capital is home to the largest Yazidi community in the U.S., 3,000 and growing. Many of those refugees were drawn to the city for its affordable rents and safe neighborhoods.
Most of them, including me, see Nebraska as their, you know, their town that they're going to be at for the rest of their life.
Heso, who's 34 and, yes, a Cornhusker fan, works as a Kurdish and Arabic interpreter. He says many Yazidis, when they first arrive, have to take low-wage jobs at places like McDonald's and Walmart. But as they settle into the community,
a lot of them I know start having their own businesses, like barbershop, selling and trading cars.
There was a bakery that I just went to.
Bakery, yeah. What is that called, the name?
It's called Turkish Sweets. And its owner just turned 20.
My name is Afwan, and my last name is Kaidi.
The bakery is off a main road, part of a strip of immigrant-owned businesses in Lincoln. There are just a few tables, but the cases are full of baklava, cookies, and cakes.
I have like 70 different kind of cookies.
And what's your favorite sweet?
I don't eat sweet.
Wait, you don't eat sweets and you own a bakery?
I just tested. I don't like to eat.
Kaidi learned to bake while he was a refugee in Turkey, but he spent his first 2 years in Lincoln doing factory work and washing dishes at a buffet restaurant before he had enough money to start his own business. The worst part of those jobs, he says, dealing with a boss.
The United States? Oh my God. It's like supervisor and team leader. Just I want to work like only me.
Hassan Khalil gets that. 3 years ago, he opened the Golden Scissor Barbershop and Salon.
Are you ready for the scissor part? Scissor part is really easy.
Today, he's giving a nervous kindergarten boy a haircut. Khalil's own hair is hidden under a Yankees cap. As a teen, he and his family were resettled to New York. But he missed the friends he'd grown up with in refugee camps. And in 2010, moved to Lincoln.
Just coming over here and seeing the corn farms and kind of remind me a little bit of back home, a lot of open space.
Lincoln's big Yazidi community feels like home in other ways, too. Khalil is a musician, and between the buzz cuts and fades, he practices traditional songs in the corner of his shop.
I'm in a group, so we do weddings, we do like birthday parties.
It's a way to make extra money, he says, but also,
music is like my passion. It's been ever since I remember. My dad played the Kurdish long neck guitar, and he sings. My daughter's getting into it.
Once he's done with the kindergartner, Khalil congratulates him for being such a good sport.
Good job, bro. High five.
The boy heads out the door. Khalil heads to the other side of his shop and sits down at his keyboard. In Lincoln, Nebraska, I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.